I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. The Winter Olympics are off to an exciting and interesting start, with North Korean participation in the games being held to the south in Pyeongchang. The U.S. push for gold began with an unlikely champion, 17-year-old Red Gerard, who, like most of his rivals in men's slopestyle snowboarding, suffered falls during the finals. Gerard was in 11th place before embarking on his last run, a spectacular effort, twisting, turning, and flipping through the air before making perfect landings down the course. He told VOA after the event, that's all he was trying to do.
I cannot believe it all worked out. I was just so happy to land a run and to make it on the podium. I'm ecstatic. I'm so excited.
Gerard didn't think he would make the final at the Olympics, much less win gold. He says his more experienced and favored Canadian competitors were happy for his win in his first Olympic appearance.
They were all so excited. It was awesome. We're all friends out there. So, I think they're just really happy that we all landed runs.
Then, exciting action on the highly technical and unforgiving luge track.
It was such a close race. It wasn't like any other Olympics.
Chris Madser captured the first men's singles luge medal in U.S. history to end a 54-year medal drought for Team USA. Madser put together two phenomenal runs to climb from fourth to third in runs 3 and 4. The next day, he told the media his achievement was just beginning to sink in.
I really didn't sleep very much. It's a bigger moment than I thought. It was huge.
Madser carried down the twisting, icy course the dreams of so many U.S. sliders before him.
It's all about passion. It's about heart. That's what luge is. So I've had almost 60 years of people putting their lives, sacrificing so much into this. And for me to be that person that finally breaks through is, it really is, it's special for me, but it's just a way that I can say thanks to everyone that's put me into this position.
Back to snowboards, this time on the half pipe, where another 17-year-old American rode to gold. Chloe Kim, daughter of Korean immigrants, clinched the Olympic title with one run still remaining. She told the media the whole idea of being an Olympic champion had yet to set in.
Someone told me, congrats on the gold medal, and I was just don't really know what that means. So I definitely need to just sit with my family and kind of let it sink in, and a few tears will be shed for sure.
Her father gave up his job to chase his daughter's dream, and Kim said she was honored to repay him with a gold medal in Korea.
I got to represent both the U.S. and Korea today, and I'm very honored to have been able to do that.
Almost doubling her age is the ageless one, 31-year-old Sean White, winning snowboarding halfpipe gold in 2006, 2010, and now 2018.
I'm sure you can tell by my reactions at the bottom of the pipe, but this meant the world to me and my family and my team. You're doing it for USA again. Not only to be an Olympian again, but to be a gold medalist again is just unreal.
White nearly had his Olympic hopes dashed in October when he hit his head on the edge of a half-pipe course in New Zealand and needed 62 stitches to close his wounds. Continuing his Olympic success may depend on his other love, skateboarding.
To be at the top of the game in snowboarding and then decide all of a sudden to let my competitors have 2 years of practice on me while I pursue skateboarding and then try to come back for the China Olympics, because that's something still on my radar. It's a big decision.
White earned the 100th overall U.S. gold medal in Winter Olympics history, and he is the first to win winter gold medals 12 years apart. Meanwhile, skiers had to wait for their chance at medals. High winds caused several postponements of alpine ski races. Double extreme skiing world champion Chris Davenport explains the dangers to skiers and snowboarders.
When the wind comes up, it can really get in the way of your performance. So it becomes not only mentally really challenging, but while you're in the air doing it, and a gust comes up, it can actually be dangerous. It can blow you off your line. You can land on the lip, or you land short, or in the case of a downhill ski race, landing too far, 100 meters down the hill and crashing.
Austrian ski star Marcel Hirscher says the longer, faster races are most at risk.
It will be more problem for the downhill and for the super-G than, for example, for slalom. In slalom, it is not that important that it is there is no wind. But for the downhill, it is nearly a need to have fair races that there is at least the same wind. At the moment, it is changing a lot.
Hirscher got his chance to go down the men's slalom course and claim the first gold medal of his career. Chris Davenport says the persistent conditions are threatening to disrupt the Olympic schedule.
The Olympics happens during a finite window of time. There is pressure to get these events off. You can't just keep postponing and postponing. So if it seems like you can run it and you can run it safely, you have to run it. And yeah, it might not be fair for all the athletes, but that's the way it is, and that's the way sports is.
IOC President Thomas Bach has no worries about the events.
The games are off to a great start, and these cancellations, they do not worry us at all. The international federations with whom we have talked, they have told us, listen, there is no reason to worry. We still have 2 weeks to go.
As for the possibility of warmer political winds blowing across the Korean Peninsula, Bach says the presence of the Olympics has already played its role.
Now, it's for politics to take over. You know, sport cannot create peace, and we cannot lead their political negotiations. We have sent this message that a dialogue, that negotiations can lead to a positive result. And now it's up to the political side to use this momentum.
Bach does plan to visit North Korea at Pyongyang's invitation after the Winter Olympics are over.
We'll continue also after the Olympic flame has extinguished.
Nathan Chen is a two-time U.S. national champion in men's singles figure skating. He is also the first international skater to complete 5 quadruple jumps in his long program. Chen is considered the top U.S. contender for a medal at this month's Olympic Games. Chen is the 18-year-old youngest son of Chinese immigrants. Born in Salt Lake City, Utah, he grew up in the shadow of the Olympic cauldron from the 2002 Winter Games. He fell in love with skating when his siblings took him to a public skating session when he was just 3 years old. Now, Chen is a 2-time U.S. national champion and one of a handful of skaters worldwide who can land quadruple jumps, 4 quick rotations in the air. Chen says he's not nervous or intimidated by the high-profile Olympic competition.
As soon as I'm on the ice and doing the program that I'm planning out to do, it'll be the same as any other competition. It'll be the same as practice, and that's what I'm focusing on.
Chen also trained in ballet and gymnastics as a child. He says his early dance training gave him a foundation for his moves and often helped his work on the ice. The men's singles competition begins Friday, February 16th. The gold medal will be awarded the next night, which also coincides with the celebration of the Chinese New Year. Nathan Chen says that he's proud to represent the United States as a Chinese American.
I'm very proud of myself for being able to go to the Olympics, represent Team USA as a Chinese American. Honestly, just really excited to get out there. I have to focus on myself before I even think about medals, so that's what I'll do.
Thai golfer Kiridek Afabarnrat gave an Olympic-sized performance to finish on top at the ISPS Handa World Super 6 match play event in Perth, Australia.
Well, it means a lot. When you focus on something, you try hard, practice hard. Then I was finished second, keep finishing, and I'm not giving up. I'm trying so hard until I get it.
Afabarnrat topped Australian James Nitti's 2-1 in the final match that came down to the last hole after a long grinding event.
It's really tough to get in the last 24, and it's been tough every single match that I'm playing. I plan to knock out, and which is James was playing so good, but he just unlucky at the end. I believe if he just keep doing what he do, one day he will be joining our tour for sure. But By the way, I'm just really happy with the result.
Nitti's had to work hard to stay in the match as long as he did.
I wasn't hitting my driver well off the tee, so managed to Houdini my way out of a couple of lies and get a couple birdies, but he was too good. His eagle and birdie down the stretch pretty much got it done for him.
While the Aussie is still looking to earn playing rights on one of any of golf's world tours, he'll carry with him fond memories of this event.
The weather's perfect. You know, it's beach views every day most of the time, and I couldn't complain at all. It's a fun week, and I love this tournament.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.